This is A Run to Remember.
Ted Hendricks was one of the smartest guys I've ever been around in business, in television, in football.
The number of times that he blocked kicks in crucial situations, you just made huge plays. He could do that over and over again.
Ted would come in on Monday morning, and we would put up film of the next week's opponent. And Ted would sit there and call out the play they were going to run before they ran it. As a young player, you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, how does he know all the answers?
I never noticed that.
What?
The grill. Looks like an overhead shot of a stadium.
Thank you. The grill lines are the yard lines, which is what I've been saying. Football was created to make us grill.
Here we go.
Look, retractable dome.
That's not retracting.
You get it. Plus, what are most mascots?
Animals.
Think about it.
You do know there's people in those costumes, right?
Not all of them.
Take your dome, please.
Sorry.
I'm a new person and a new quarterback, and I'm ready to lead. I feel confident in throwing. Like, I never felt like this ever in my life. And I'm excited to be here, especially in silver and black. I'm excited to let the fans see what I can do, and I'm ready to turn this thing around however I can.
Well, he is, without question, a new quarterback, and he's given the Raiders more than a chance to win as the starting quarterback. He is 3-3, and he is electrifying the NFL. We are thrilled to have, for the first time of hopefully many visits on the Silver and Black Show, Raider quarterback Terrell Pryor. Bill Polian, longtime executive in the NFL with the Bills, Panthers, Colts, of course, Peyton Manning's guy. He calls you the most improved player he's ever seen in the NFL, and you've only been in the league for a short time. So talk about the work you've put in to be the new quarterback you spoke of in training camp.
My main thing was I understood, things that I needed to work on, and I understood that I wasn't there in the past 2 years, and I understood where I was with the accuracy deal, and I'm still getting better at those things. I'm not all the way there, who is, but just trying to work my butt off of things that I know, that are minuses, and things that I get heavily critiqued on, and things that I know that eventually when I get it done and get it down, that I could become even more successful quarterback.
Well, what are the things that go through your mind? Because I know you've been working real hard with the Raider coaching staff, Tom House from the outside, to work on your mechanics. But when the bullets start flying real and they got guys blitzing off the engine, Tom Bali's trying to rip your head off, it gets difficult. Are the little messages in your brain as far as the mechanics you're trying to be the same on every play with?
Absolutely. I actually talk to Coach Allen all the time, and he told me, like he said today, he said, the thing that, he said, your mechanics are fine to play this position. He's like, there's nothing, you need, obviously we all need work. He's like, but your mechanics are good enough to lead us and be a quarterback. He's like, that's not even a question. He said, but the things that that was hurting me, these past 2 weeks especially, was just the trust and the protection. And understanding, that it's going to get picked up and go through my progressions, 1, 2, 3, like I've been doing in the beginning, and be fine.
You're winning now. You're 3-3 overall. You're 2-1 this month. I know you want to win them all, but you had a great month of October, and you are the winner of the Barron's Jewelers Raiders Player of the Month for October. Barron's has been a proud sponsor of the Raiders for many, many years, and they give out this very prestigious Player of the Month award. So congratulations to you on that. And let's go through the games, because your very first play of the month of October is the touchdown pass to Rod Streeter. This was a play that was called before the game. They knew they're going to take a deep shot. And for you to step back, hit your back foot, hit Streeter right on stride, I mean, that's what you're capable of doing right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's just, like I said, believing in the line and understanding that you're going to have time.
I thought the best I've seen you play was that second touchdown drive. When you're backed up, you drive him down the field, everything is on time, everything's on rhythm. Accuracy, boom, you're splattering receivers, boom, 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 take them right down the field. Even when you rolled out to the right, like in the preseason when you threw back across your body and got picked, you didn't do that, you were poised, touchdown. Is that the best we've seen from you?
I think the best is yet to come, believe you. I mean, I think that was a great drive, and that was a stepping stone. It felt really good. I mean, just like how you said, it looked good. It felt good, and And I keep having spurts, you know, of stuff like that. Every once in a while, I keep having spurts of, yeah, he can do it. And then sometimes I had that thing like, so I gotta be consistent. I don't think I've been a great professional these last 2 weeks, and I gotta get better. And I will. We'll be a lot better this week coming up.
You're not happy with the way you played against Pittsburgh?
I'm not happy with Pittsburgh. Not happy with KC.
Even though you didn't like the Pittsburgh game, you came away with the longest touchdown run by a quarterback in history, and the longest run by any Raider, and Bo Jackson's on that list, and Marcus Allen. Your strides, just watching you pull away from that second. I know you ran the 4.32 at Ohio State, but I got the feeling watching you run, like you were never really running that hard. Like you had another gear.
Yeah.
It's just your strides are so long, and and people are not going to run you down in the open field, Terrell.
Yeah, a lot of people, my girlfriend was in the stands, and she said that people were saying, run, run, but not understanding, you know, that I was pretty much 10 to 15 yards away from guys, you know, and that's a lot of people say that it looks like I'm not running, but it's just that the very long strides I have.
You got easy speed. You're easy fast. I mean, you don't look like you're running. You're pulling away. Looking at you, the way you play at home versus on the road. I mean, you're 3-0 as the Raiders starting quarterback at home. You've got to win on the road. Do you feed off the energy of the Black Hole and the Raider Nation? I mean, you seem like you're much more calm as a quarterback at home.
And I definitely do feed off the Black Hole. You know, it's very strong presence, the crowd they are, so definitely. That was the first time I ran out on the field getting introduced. It was definitely great to hear the fans screaming and yelling, and it's a blessing to be in that position, definitely.
The Barron's Player of the Month is brought to you by Barron's, a legacy of excellence. Now located at the Hacienda Crossings in Dublin or online at barronsjewelers.com. The largest bridal ring selection in the state and worth the drive from anywhere. That's Barron's, a legacy of excellence.
LeSean Shady McCoy, who has a little Charlie Garner in him, just a quick jump-cutting type of runner. LeSean Jackson, the great Cal Bear, obviously great speed and quickness. And Riley Cooper, a great possession receiver with good size, runs those comeback routes. So they have the personnel.